Hello everybody, I hope you're doing great today and enjoyed these stories. Make sure you check out the podcast in the description below, my Patreon and my Instagram with Joe the Insomniac. Before the video starts, I'd like to share this message quickly. So, just remember that when you're getting help with things, it's a process, and it's not always going to be overnight. And you might not be able to see the progress every single day, and some hard days might actually be lessons for you. Remember, it's okay sometimes when the pressure gets too much just to take some time out for yourself and to enjoy the things that you like doing. Because if you only have fire, you're not going to appreciate the balance in life which you need. I always find for myself when I have balance is always a greater version of myself and it's better for my mental health. Even when I don't feel like it, I understand that it's important for me to get out and see my friends and do other things, so this is something that I think is very important to do. I think when you struggle with mental health, one of the worst things you can do is isolate yourself, so make sure you still get out there, because I guarantee you if you're feeling down 9 out of 10 times, if you get out there and do something with good people that you enjoy, you'll feel a lot better afterwards and be able to think straight. For me, that's something that can actually make a massive difference, so I hope it helps people too. I hope everybody's doing great, and remember, you're not alone in your struggles. Take care, and I'll speak to you all soon. Now, I hadn't used Snapchat for a long time. Only when my friends jokingly send me videos would I actually use it. But a few months ago, I thought, why not just use it, because it is so funny. Now normally my brother or my best friend would just send me really funny videos they would find at work, and to be honest this really helps get me through my days sometimes. I loved the funny ones when I would see the purple notification that I knew I probably shouldn't open around other people because it was going to be something pretty awful. I really enjoyed that. Now I didn't normally have my Snapchat location on because I think it's kind of dangerous, but anyway. I like to go for evening jogs, and this is something that I'd practically always done. So I decide that I have to clear my head, and I decide to go for a run. Now, I wasn't jogging as much as I should because I actually had a big issue with my hamstring that was preventing me from jogging properly. It would still cause me pain, but I'd still get on with it anyway. I'm really enjoying my time here. As I'm jogging, I stop to drink some water. Now I often forget as a human being you need to drink water when you exercise, but there you go. So I start drinking my water, and I get a notification from Snapchat. Now, when I open it I started really laughing. I didn't realise my brother was in the same area as me, and he sent a picture of my car. I send back a picture of my foot and say, "Thank you, that's really nice." I decide to reply with a funny video that I've got on TikTok on my phone, so I send that over. And it's one of the ones that I mentioned where you don't really want to show people it in public, but it's extremely funny. So with that, I have a sit down and think about life. And I'm trying not to think too deep. I actually feel quite nice at the minute because I've just done exercising, so I'm listening to one of my books on my phone. I'm actually really enjoying the book at the time. And as that happens, I get another notification on Snapchat. I realise that it's my brother's new phone that's added me, and I quickly add it. The name's very similar to his previous one, so I don't really think much of it. I just think, oh great, now I'm not gonna know what one to send funny videos to. I decide that I should probably jog on a bit now because it's starting to get dark. As I'm jogging, I actually see an old lady that I always say hello to, and she says hi and walks off with her dog. Now, this dog has never barked at me before, and I think this is really strange because it goes absolutely crazy when I jog past it. Like I said, it never does this normally, so I'm a little confused why the dog is so mad at me. But I can't blame it, it's probably just having a bad day, or woke up on the wrong side of its basket, or whatever happens to dogs. To be honest, it did unsettle me though, but I decided to continue on. Now something strange is that the dog keeps on barking long after I've gone. It actually continues all the way until I can't hear it anymore, and that's not normal. I think maybe the dog's got a bit old and senile, and is just losing the plot a bit, but hey, I'm enjoying the rest of my jog. As I'm doing so, I get another notification. It's from my brother's new account. It's a picture. I know for a fact it's just his face and some weird picture to go along with it, so I can't actually be bothered to open it. And I keep on going. I actually decide to put my phone on flight mode at this point because I have pretty low power and I really don't want to lose power out here. I have a way to get back to my car. Now, I'm sure my brother hasn't actually come to jog with me. I'm sure that he's just driving past, so I don't bother trying to reply to him at all. As I'm jogging, I can't shake the feeling that I'm actually being followed. Now, I've had this once or twice before, so it doesn't really bother me too much, but I think maybe there's a stray dog out here, because why else would the dog be barking crazily for so long? But that emotes a new fear in me. Why is there a dog that's in the forest in the middle of nowhere with me? Would that dog really be kind to me if it finds me? Maybe it's been hungry for days and really needs food and it's gonna bite me. Or maybe it just wants to attack and is feral. I'm quite concerned now, so I decide to switch my phone on properly again with internet mode, just in case that happens and I get rabies or something and have to get the shots for it. I don't know, I'm good at overthinking. As I do, I decide to finally open my brother's Snapchat. And I can't believe it. There's a picture of me just in the distance on my jog. I replied to my brother saying, "Why didn't you tell me you're in here? We could have jogged together." Even I think that's a little strange from him. I decide to slow down now and try and find my brother. I call out for him, but I don't get any reply at all, which is kind of annoying to be honest. I'm actually more worried about his safety than my own, to be honest with you. I decide to open up the next snap that he sent me. I'm just about to reply to him to stop sending me it and just call me because I need to find him before my phone dies when my heart drops. I look at the name at the top. It's not my brother. For a second I think it's my friend in Czech, but it's not. This random person has added me on Snapchat, was sending me pictures of my car, and was sending pictures of me, clearly following me. I let out a horrifying scream that I've never done before. I immediately covered my mouth again, realizing how stupid that was, and now whoever's out there following me probably knows exactly where I am. I don't know how they've got my Snapchat, how they know that it's me out here, and why they're following me. What's worse is that my phone's about to die. Within a few seconds, I've realized that it's completely out of charge. My hands are covered in sweat, not only from the jog, but a cold sweat now. I soon realize there's only one way out of here, and it's not a nice route, especially in the daytime, but let alone in the dark. I was sure to twist an ankle and get caught by whoever this was. As I start making my way slowly and stealthily as possible towards this exit route, I can hear something or someone following me. I don't know how to describe it, but it's almost like when you hear an animal following you through the trees. I don't need to listen any longer, and I bolt it as quick as I can. When I'm running, I can hear this very low and deep clicking sound, one that I've actually never heard before. It's not like one of them clickers that certain hunters use to let each other know that they're there. This was actually completely different. It's almost like a deep bass, a heavy sound that you feel through your bones and organs. What's worse, as I start running, the sound actually gets closer to me. I try and turn on my phone again desperately, but it doesn't work. What's worse is that I've been jogging already, so I don't really have much more energy to keep going. I don't know what to do now. I'm jogging relatively slowly up a big steep hill with something chasing me. I scream out my brother's name saying, "Please stop, if this is you, I don't want you to do this, the joke's gone too far now." To my absolute horror, the sound suddenly stops and I hear a scream sound. It's almost like a deep male scream, but something that I've never actually heard before in my life. Almost like the sound had cracked the code in my brain, I suddenly have a huge surge of adrenaline and I immediately start running. I ran like I've never ran before in my life. I can hear the clicking sound, but now my heart beats so loud I can't really hear much else that's going on. I sprint for what feels like an eternity, and eventually I make it into a clearing. I can just about see where my car is parked, and what's strange is I don't see any other cars around, only my own. I stop for a moment thinking maybe it's safe when suddenly I can see a light just off in the distance where I was running from, and the light was moving fast. Somebody's out there in the forest right now, coming towards me, looking to me tirelessly. I don't know who this person is or how they've got my Snapchat. Nobody knows I'm here and I'm completely alone. I've realized if I wait around any longer, I'm not gonna have much more time left. So I instantly sprint the rest of the way to my car. I'm so scared that I fumble trying to get the key in the ignition. I get in and slam the door. The windows are actually frosted up, but I don't care. I just drive anyway. I quickly plug my phone in and eventually drive the rest of the way home. I start crying in my car and don't move, locking the doors. I have my eyes closed now, and to my horror, there's a loud bang on the window. It's my brother. He says, "Hey, why didn't you reply to any of my calls? What's wrong with you? Wait, why are you crying?" I shakenly get out exactly what's happened, and he says, "I didn't send you anything. This was somebody completely random sending you these things." My heart drops, realizing that 100% this wasn't my brother playing a joke on me, and my brother actually looks more scared than what I was. I ended up deleting the Snapchat account and actually getting a new phone entirely. I told the police what happened, but they still haven't found anything yet. This experience has stayed with me since, and I don't think it's something that I'm ever gonna forget. It all makes sense looking back on it, why the dog was acting so weird and how the events unfolded, but I just wish I could have connected the dots sooner and realized that if there's a dog going crazy, I shouldn't be jogging in the woods alone, but that's how it went for me. I just thank God that I got out of there alive and in one piece, and I've never been jogging back there since.